This is a podcast from the BBC.
Chris, loads on today's show, wasn't it?
Yep, very strong one today.
So, is a toilet break during a half marathon normal behaviour? Because that's what happened to me at mile 6 of the Cardiff Half. We actually get some word from doctors on that and made me feel a lot better, actually. Also, have you got a phantom flatmate? Someone that you quite like, but you never see and you do actually live with them. That was good.
Yep.
More listeners with weekend blowouts. You've got one, which might get you into trouble when you get
home. Oh, yeah, I really regret this now, actually, because at the time, I was just trying to give an example of what we were talking about. But actually, I think I'm going to land myself in a load of bother tonight.
Yeah, good luck with that later. So it's petty arguments with your partner that you had at the weekend. Also, for some reason, a dog makes the decision on today's bangers. So we'll get some other animals on this week to choose. Also, we discussed where Chris will never predict the score of a football match ever again. That went really wrong.
Oh, yeah.
And a lot of people have been in touch thinking they are hearing rude words in current songs played on Radio 1. We will tell you what they're actually singing so you can sing along with the correct words next time. Enjoy the podcast. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1. What's going on?
Well, I see that you did a half marathon yesterday, walking a bit funny. I assume the two are connected.
So sore. Yeah, I did Cardiff Half Marathon yesterday. I kind of wish, right, and I know they have to do this, but I kind of wish that they didn't tell you, like in big letters, how many miles you've done, and you just had to run and then you see the finish line, because it's like, 6 miles? I've got to do that and a bit more again.
And it all went to plan?
I feel that I could have done a slightly better time if I didn't have a toilet break.
Oh, I love this. You've done a Paula Radcliffe, haven't you?
Well, no, I didn't. I actually went to the loo. I didn't, like, do it outside.
So on the...
But there were a queue of girls waiting for the port-a-loo. There was only two. And they were like, oh, you can wee over there because you're a man. We need to go in there because we have to sit down. I was like, no, you don't understand.
You don't understand what's going on down here.
It's runner's tummy, actually.
So, how did that work? So sort of 6 or 7 miles in, you get the need, right?
6 miles.
So it must have been playing on your mind for a little bit. It's like, no, I really can't wait. I'm going to have to go now. So at that point, are there toilets just on the route that you can go in? Or did you have to pop into someone's house or something?
No, there are toilets on route, but they were quite sparse. So I was like, you know when it's in your head and you're like, I'm sorry, I'm going to have to do this. I would like to apologise to that group of girls who needed a wee, but I couldn't wait,
Paula,
to be honest.
There.
But I did it.
You did what?
The half marathon.
Oh, good.
It was really fun.
Yeah.
People were like having selfies on the way. I was like, can you not? It's mile 12.
It's a massive
achievement.
I'm
going to vom.
Well done. Thank you, mate.
How about you?
I did one of the greatest things that I've ever been able to do, which is be on Football Focus and guess the scores against Mark Lawrenson.
Yeah.
It's like a big thing. I was really privileged to be able to do it.
That's massive for you.
Yeah, massive. Really enjoyed it. I went bold and suggested Watford were going to win 4-0.
Okay, we've got it here.
I'm going to be there for this game as well. So I'm going to go Watford 4, Bournemouth 0.
And that was across the whole nation on the TV.
Though. Oh, yeah. So massive high from that. And then the rest of the weekend, I spent dealing with all the abuse I've been getting on social media after Watford lost 4-0.
I'm going to be there for this game as well. So I'm going to go Watford 4, Bournemouth 0.
Well done, everyone. Scott
Mills. It's I'm really distracted by the poo situation that you had during the marathon.
Can you not?
It's not normal, that, is it, to have to stop?
Have you ever run a half marathon?
No, I haven't.
How did you know then?
Well, fair point.
Shout out to Jessica. She caught me at mile 12. She's like, I thought this was quite a good effort for a pick. So yeah, there we are, having a little picture together. That was afterwards, after I stopped.
So what mile did you have to stop at?
6 and a bit.
Oh, 6.
Runners, is this normal? Because everyone in here is like, why would you stop? Sometimes you just have to, you know what I mean?
Yeah, can't get past it.
It was in my brain. I couldn't get past it. Scott
Mills. Back to the marathon run, mile 6, when you had to do a stop.
Yeah, okay.
All right, Cliff.
Does this need to carry on now, or can we just get over it?
Is it the fresh air? Is it like being a dog? Do you know when they're outside and they always seem to go, don't they?
No, we've got actual doctors on saying that as you run, your intestines do take a mechanical beating and they move around.
A mechanical beating? It's not science.
That's from an actual doctor. It's a real thing, runner's tummy. Scott Mills. Me and Chris were talking about this earlier. Everyone's got one, or at some point has had one. I'm talking about phantom flatmates. The person that you do live with, but never actually see.
I had this in my first year of uni. There was a dude that lived with us, and never came out. And I know he was in there as well, and we'd always invite him out. We were really, really nice to him, but I don't think he wanted anything to do with us at all, which is fair enough, actually. But yeah, he was Phantom.
How often did you see him?
Well, like, you'd hear him, wouldn't you? I sort of hear the rustling inside. There was one night he was very, very loud, but I never got to see him really in person. It was odd, and I'd see him in the kitchen occasionally.
Right, but apart from that, hardly
apart
ever.
Apart from that, pretty much a Phantom.
Even if you're in the house, never comes down to say, like, goodnight or
no,
anything?
No, was never bothered about seeing us.
Straight to the room.
Yeah.
Hello, Daniel.
Hello.
Have you got one?
I have, yes. A very similar story, actually. It was first year at uni, and we met this lad. I can't remember his name, but he looked like, you know, Rylan from the auditions at X Factor.
Rylan,
you know?
Clark, yeah. Did he have blonde hair then? On X Factor?
Yeah,
oh,
God,
yes,
we're
he did. We're just looking. Right, so he looked like Rylan with blonde hair.
Anyway, yeah, he looked like Rylan with the blonde hair. And yeah, so we were introduced to him, and yeah, we saw him once or twice. He had his pots, his pans, his food, all that kind of stuff in his cupboards. We knew he'd come out, and he'd come and do his cooking and stuff like that, because it was very clean, and all his rice and stuff started reducing in amount. But we never saw him until one night I was lying in bed and I heard him sing.
Was it Rylan?
It may have been Rylan. Maybe it was him all along.
Hang on, was this like at uni, yeah?
Yeah, first year uni. We just moved into halls.
Right, so you met him to say, yeah, move in with us.
Yeah, you know when you say, oh, hello, I'm Dan, I'm from where I am and all this kind of stuff. You pretend to be friends for a little while, yeah. And then he, yeah, just disappeared.
So he lived with you, but you never saw him ever?
Never saw him ever.
How many times did you see him?
I'd say maximum twice.
And how long did you live with him?
A year.
You saw him twice.
Funny this, isn't it, when you've got a phantom flatmate as well that you actually like and that you know that you get on with, just that you never see each other, like, yeah. And yeah,
he was a nice bloke.
Yeah, that's what I mean. So the situation is odd, isn't it?
It's really strange. I couldn't really get my head around it.
He wanted nothing to do with you.
Well, yeah, I'm starting to think it may have been us, really.
But that's why there's a phantom element to this, because you hear them pacing up and down the corridors.
Yeah, or upstairs, you can hear them. They're definitely there, yeah. But you never see them. Sometimes you hear music.
Sometimes you wonder what's going on in that room in there.
Do you have a phantom flatmate? I'm on 81199.
Scott Mills.
So Charlotte's been on. She had a phantom flatmate first time she went to uni. They knew he was in because he would play trumpet in his room. So they could hear him, never saw him ever. Like, maybe once. And then we've got Amelia. Used to have a flatmate that they hardly ever saw. But all you would hear is him giggling in his room. So it was like, never actually saw it.
That's a bit sinister, isn't it?
Scott Mills.
Hey, Craig.
Hey, you're right.
Who's your phantom flatmate?
My phantom flatmate was someone I went to university with. Honestly, can't remember his name because of the amount of times I met him. Well, me and him were the first ones there, and Scan for Girls were performing in the SU. And I asked him if he wanted to go, and he said he doesn't like to socialise. So straight away I thought he was a bit of a strange guy. And then when we were all eventually arrived, we were in the kitchen, and he turned up with all these, like, shakes and powders. And he said that he didn't want anything to do with us, and he was just going to be basically living out of his bedroom.
So he actually told you he doesn't want anything to do with you?
Yeah, he told us all that he didn't want anything to do with us.
What did you say about the meals? They in powder form?
Yeah, all his meals are in powder form, so all you have to do is add water and then
drink it.
Oh,
that's genius, actually.
Yeah, but you can do that. Right, so you can do that from your bedroom, so you never have to go to the kitchen and therefore never see you. That's insane.
I was a bit like that. I didn't like the communal element to the kitchen, like, in the day. It was one thing if it was at night and everyone, but I'd try and time it when other people weren't there.
Right.
So I sort of get that. But, yeah, maybe the powder stuff's quite full on.
Right, full on. Chelsea, what are you saying?
I am actually a phantom flatmate.
You're saying that you are?
Yeah, I am.
How come?
I guess I'm working a lot. I'm at the studio a lot of the time. So, yeah, people forget that I actually live in the flat.
Questions about why you're in a studio. But, like, when you're a phantom then, do you feel that you're actually a terrible housemate?
Well, I just feel like I'm quite like a ghost in the house because, you know, like, food will go missing and they think I'm away and then I come back for an hour and it's gone. So I feel like they think there's a ghost there when actually I've just popped back in, let myself in and then nipped back out again.
When was the last time you saw your housemates?
About 4 weeks ago, I think.
Oh,
but
wow.
Actually, yeah, one of my flatmates, I guess, has started dating someone new since I've been back. And then I saw this guy walk out of a room, and I was like, oh, hello, do we have a new housemate? And he was like, no, I'm actually dating one of the housemates, so, yeah.
And you had no idea, so there's some random stranger.
Yeah, it's like a party house, so I just think new people move in all the time, but, yeah, it's fun.
Well, you're in a very dangerous position there, because if you are going to be proper phantom, you're going to have a three bears situation, where one day you're going to come back and there's going to be someone sleeping in your bed.
Yeah, there's going to be someone else there. Also, I live on, like, I've got, like, an ensuite at the top of the house. It's a house that we live in.
Oh, it's prime.
So sometimes I pretend that I'm not in, and I'll just like run upstairs and they'll be like, oh my God, Chell, are you in? And I'm like, no. So I like play about with them a bit too.
What, so you say you're not into them?
Yeah, sometimes just to like freak them out, and they'll be like, I swear someone's just gone in your room. I'm like, no, I'm in LA. What are you talking about?
What do you do? What's your job?
So I'm a songwriter and I'm also an artist. You guys, well, Radio 1 have played my song a few times, so yeah.
Oh, what's your full name?
Chelsea Grimes, my name is.
Oh, we know you,
yes,
Chelsea.
Yes, yes, yes. How are you doing, all right?
I'm not bad, yeah. I'm currently in the studio now, so yeah, if my housemates are listening, they'll be like, oh, there she is.
Yeah, we've played your stuff, and you've written for, like, Dua Lipa and stuff, right?
I have, yeah, indeed, yeah.
Yeah, what's going on there?
Not much. I think I've got another song on her album that comes out next week.
It's tricky for you, though, because if you stay this busy, when your housemates are getting off with people,
yeah,
they will be using your room.
Yeah, they will.
And saying, oh, don't worry about it, Chelsea's never
She's
here.
She's never here.
She's a phantom.
Yeah.
Don't worry, we'll just go here.
Yeah, they will. They text me. I'm still in the WhatsApp group for the house, which is good, so I'm still in there. And there's actually a Halloween party happening next week, so I might just pop in for then and pretend I'm someone else and just try and take over the room and see if they care at all.
Yeah. Chelsea, don't even think about what's going on in your room, because you're never there.
Okay.
It will be happening. They'll just make the bed nice. We've all been there. And and do you know what? You and Dua could do a song all about phantom flatmates.
Yeah, it does have a ring to it, I think, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people have been on about it. It's quite a good subject for a song, I think. Scott Mills. We like to do this on a Monday. Weekend blowout. Weekends are the prime time for arguments with your partner. And sometimes they can spill over to Monday.
Absolutely. And these are the most ridiculous, petty little arguments that you can have as well. Off the top of my head, I had one over the weekend, and it was because I asked the question, did you definitely lock the front door? I was then told to stop asking stupid questions, and when I stuck up for myself and said, listen, I'll ask whatever questions I want, it blew up.
Oh!
But I will! I'll ask whatever question I want!
Ugh! That's the wrong thing to say.
Also,
I'll ask what I want.
But what's the problem with that, by the way? Why does she always have a go at me about that?
Han, you're
Sorry.
Saying too much.
Sorry, you know.
Okay. See, that's what this feature is for. You've just done one there.
Yeah, true.
And you feel better, right?
I didn't even mean to.
No. We encourage you to let it all out on Mondays on our show. Sean, what was your weekend blowout?
Coming home from work, I'd go and walk to my girlfriend's dogs. Was about to get dinner ready. Went to go check the laptop, some flight details coming for the future. And I accidentally crashed my girlfriend's sim game, which is The Sims, and she had a massive run at me that she'd lost a save, lost the fact that she'd got a whole of her things promoted, and it was just a bit crazy that she'd been mad at me at that game.
So hang on, you're checking some flight details on the laptop?
Yeah.
But you haven't saved sim?
She hadn't saved the sim, though. I just alt-tabbed out of it, and it'd gone to white screen, and I couldn't continue it for her, so I just sort of played off as if I didn't know what was going on. So, I was making steaks dinner. She came in still angry, grabbed her steak, threw it back in the fridge, slammed the door and walked back out.
That's not okay, is it, Sean?
No, it's not. It was going to be a good steak as well, but eventually I just ate hers anyway.
you ate hers in anger?
Yes.
I did.
Two steaks.
So she had no dinner. It is good to let it out, isn't it?
Just a bit, yeah. Thank you.
Well, I hope she talks to you soon.
Yeah, me too. I don't crash the game again.
Yeah, don't do that. All right, love you, bye.
Scott Mills.
Oh, here we go. I don't know your name, but it says, I am all with Chris's wife about stupid questions. My boyfriend asked me stupid questions instead of just finding out stuff for himself. One example, stood in the kitchen and he's like, is there bread in the freezer? I replied, yes, from the living room. One in the kitchen stood next to the freezer. He then asked what drawer the bread was in. Maybe look yourself. Stop asking questions. Well, what drawer's it in? Look.
But this is exactly what she has a go at me about. She says they're stupid questions, which is unfair. They're just questions.
But they are stupid. All right, look for yourself.
Scott Mills.
Oh, Simon Blackburn, massive weekend blowout. Girlfriend was red-faced angry with him at Trafford Centre because she didn't believe that he saw Jordan Banjo. So Sam tweets him and he confirmed it. She, like, didn't speak to him for the rest of the day.
That's a great one.
Tyson, who's your weekend blowout with?
Girlfriend.
What's her name?
Jodie Jones.
Why is she so annoyed?
Because I didn't get Glastonbury tickets.
Yo, so many people went online over the weekend. Some you win, some you lose, you know what I mean?
Yeah, especially when she reminded me at 9:10.
So you weren't prepared properly then? You should have had about 10 screens open and should have been like Mission Control.
No, because I didn't even want to go.
Oh, okay.
So talk me through what occurred.
I got up at 3:00 watching the McGregor fight. So I'm just chilling Sunday morning, minding my own business, and I just hear her shouting, "Tice, Tice." I was like, "What? Have you got Glastonbury tickets?" I was like, "No, I didn't know they were on sale." She's like, "Get them up, get them up." So it crashed. And then next thing it said, they sold out, and then she got in a stress. She slams the door and walks away. It's not my fault the website crashed, and she needs to get over it.
Do you feel better now?
Yeah.
You sound really passag at the moment. That's the vibe I'm getting.
Passive-aggressive. Is she talking to you?
Yeah.
Just. Pathetic arguments always happen, or seem to, over the weekend. I think we should do this most Mondays, actually. This has got such a ridiculous response. Let's definitely do more blowouts next week.
Scott Mills.
Jo's been on. She's actually on your side. Constantly asks her other half if he's locked the front door. She just likes to know it's locked.
It's true. Why do people get so angry if you ask them if the door's locked?
If I've locked it, I know it's locked, but if he's locked it, I just ask to make sure. He hates me asking him, but he won't let me go and check it either. Can often end in a massive argument because he refuses to tell me that he's definitely locked it.
Do you do that? I do that all the time because I just need to know that it's definitely been done. But I'm one of those that has to keep going back to the door and testing the handle.
You are.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
I've seen you do it. You do go back to the door.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Yes, Stu.
Hello, how you doing, lads?
We're all right, lads, yeah. Yes, what are you doing?
I'm in Woking at the moment. I've just stopped at the bakery on my lunch break. I'm an engineer, telecoms engineer. Me and I've snuck the dog with me today to work.
Taking dog to work?
Yeah.
Why is that?
He could do with a little day out, so...
Yeah, so what do you tell customers? Do you just say, the dog's working, actually?
I kind of hide him away slightly.
Yeah.
Park around the corner. Park him around the corner. Let him have a quick pee in their garden.
Wonderful. Excellent. Are you... I take it you're going for a pasty for lunch?
I've gone for the sausage roll today.
You're outside a bakery right now, are you?
Yeah. The Christmas bakery. It's called? Yeah.
Yeah.
The Christmas bakery.
It's called that, is it?
It's called the Christmas, yeah.
Oh, okay, fine.
Right, okay, well, you go and get yourself a pasty after we've played Bangers. I've got this for you today. I believe it to be a strong choice. What do you think, Stu?
Go for it.
Rihanna.
Your face there, Scott, was amazing.
Who hmms Rihanna?
I think songs with Mr. DJ in are like... Do you know what I mean? Where you were just...
Her?
Yeah, exactly.
I believe this to be Rihanna's first track ever.
Was it?
I think so. Ponder Replay.
What about SOS?
I think this was first. The Rihanna fans will be on. They'll correct us if wrong. So that's Ponder Replay. That's my choice.
Or, Stu, you can have my choice today, which is this.
What's the noise you're making, Stu?
I'm looking at Noodle and seeing his reaction, to be honest.
Who's Noodle?
Noodle's the dog.
The dog, of course, yeah. This is Good Charlotte, the anthem.
Yeah. I'm liking them both.
Right, this is the first time a dog's ever made a decision on Bangers.
I'm taking his opinion.
He
did perk up for Scott.
So Noodle's chosen
Rihanna one.
Noodle's chosen Rihanna, right?
Noodle's chosen Rihanna.
Hello, Hello, this is Greg James from Radio 1 Breakfast. Radio 1 Breakfast. This podcast is a daily bit of nonsense from The Breakfast Show. Literally nonsensical.
I went down to the ferry to check it out and there it was, a pasty come across the water.
Gemma, you're on with Calvin!
Hi!
I'm so excited, I'm about to let myself in work.
Greg James. If it sounds like your thing, then download and subscribe now from the new BBC Sounds app or from wherever you found this podcast.
Nuda's chosen Rihanna.
Gem in Oxford said, yes, Noodle, thank you. Shaking my fang to Rihanna upon the replay. That was so confusing. He heavily hmmed when I played the clip of Rihanna. And then, well, he wasn't keen at all. And then he chose Ponder Replay, which means that the dog actually did make that decision.
Yeah, a lot of people hating on the dog, though, for it. What happens if a few people are suggesting that the dog should be arrested? Who does that? Is that the RSPCA? Or?
Dog police? I have no idea. Anyway, thanks to a dog, that got chosen.
Noodle's chosen Rihanna.
Scott Mills.
Oh, no. Now all the cat lovers are on saying that we're being cattist.
Well, we can do Cat Week another week, can't we?
Yeah, that's fine.
We don't normally theme the weeks. It's just we've had one dog on. Let's get the dogs on.
Also, all the horse people have been on, saying, like Debbie from Cornwall.
Done horses.
Have we done horses?
Yeah, I'm sure we had a horse on once.
Debbie's voting for next week on Bangers to be Horse Week. Because horses have better taste in music than dogs. Can we not have fights about this, please?
I'd love a week where we only have people on horseback and do it as sort of you can choose, but you have to be on a horse.
Of course, like bring in the themes, I'm keen.
Scott Mills.
We had a dog making today's bangers decision about 20 minutes ago, and now all the people on horseback have been on saying that they'll pick the song tomorrow, Wild on Horseback. One. Lee from Blackwood makes a good point. Are you allowed to use a mobile phone while on horseback? I'm not sure you are. It's like driving, right?
If you're on a horse, is speeding allowed? Not that I'd condone it at all, but the photo would be amazing, wouldn't it?
Because, like, if your horse goes over 30 miles an hour, that's not you doing it, is it? You can't slow down, can you?
Scott Mills.
Shout out to Laura in Guernsey, who a couple of years ago was on her horse on New Year's Day and an actual police officer asked her to get off the horse and be breathalysed. She was clear. Scott Mills here with Ariana Grande coming up.
Scott, this next bit, we're going to have to be very, very careful how we go about it. But I've been wanting to do it for ages. So there's a lot of songs out at the moment that I've noticed where you're hearing them on Radio 1 and you're like, what did they just say then?
Yeah. It's happening quite a lot, isn't it, at the moment? I don't know why it's happening quite a lot at the moment, actually. We get a load of messages about it.
This isn't just misheard lyrics. These are lyrics that, to me, sound a lot ruder than they are. And then I've noticed we get loads and loads of messages into the show saying, I'm sorry, did they just say that?
Yeah. So we're here to clear up what they're actually saying today.
I've got an example to kick things off. This is Eminem.
Yeah, we're playing this a lot.
Now,
Fall.
This is the bit. Now, I can say, because it's not that bad to say, that we get a lot of messages saying, why is Eminem saying don't fart on my face?
He isn't, but it does really sound like it.
Really sounds like it. Don't fart on my face. And I can hear what people mean by that, because when I first heard it, I was like, what, say again?
For your information, that is the bit that's sung by Justin Vernon in the song, and it's actually a variation of a few different things. Throughout the chorus, he sings, don't fall on my face, don't fall on my faith, don't fall on my fate, don't fall on my faith, fate, don't fall on my face.
What, and it's all merged together, or is it just different versions? And
that's the entire chorus.
Oh, okay, all right, well then that explains the confusion. I'd like to bring one more now. Now this, I would say, goes up another level, and the problem here is I will not be able to say what I thought this said and what loads of people were messaging in going, why would Maroon 5 say this?
Not what you think.
Because do you remember the first time we heard that? I looked up and I said, I'll do what for you?
What? Now that is been wishing for you.
Yeah, exactly. Perfectly fine.
Yeah.
See, clear as anything. Very do clear. Wish him for you. But loads of people are like, what? Say again.
Scott Mills.
Now people are listening out for them on purpose. It's not breeding. Keep on breeding. Breathing, Liam. You knew that anyway. It makes you question every song's lyrics, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Becky's noticed one as well, haven't you, Becky?
It's Muramasa, complicated.
Oh, it's on Radio 1 all the time.
Okay, Becky, we're going to have to be really, really careful how we talk about this, all right? For obvious reasons.
I don't even know I can say it.
No, well, don't say it.
Don't say it.
I'm not going to say it.
Here's the bit you mean. Do you know what it actually is? Do you want me to tell you?
Yes.
It's I really do, j'adore you. Off of French. J'adore you, see?
Ah, I, that's a bad after all.
Yeah, I wouldn't have clocked that it was the French there.
There we are. Mystery solved, all right, Becky?
Thank you so much.
No worries, that took seconds, and now you know.
Thank you.
There'll be more out there, Scott. I can guarantee it.
Scott Mills.
Martin, what's your song?
One, Jess Glynn. I'm not sure 100% what it's called, but she's talking about what the freckles spell out.
Yes, we've had a load of messages about this one, Scott. This is the... we've got to be very careful
once
how we say
again.
The freckles spelling out something on somewhere, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, I mean, how does she know? Can't be the easiest place to take a selfie from, you know?
But it's not what you think it is, Martin.
Is it not?
No. Jess Glynn does have freckles, doesn't she?
Yeah. She does, yes. Yeah. I'd imagine they're all over as well.
Well, it would appear so. Show the freckles on my arms,
spell out your name. Definitely is. You need a mirror or...
No, Martin, it's not what you think it is. However, generally, if you've got freckles, I think they are everywhere, or am I wrong?
Yeah, and
I would say so, yes.
Statistically, they will spell out something if you join the dots. Uh-huh.
Are they generally in that area? I don't know. I've never had them.
Go again on that one.
Sure.
I can't even imagine what it is. Show the freckles on my arms, spell out your name. Real feelings coming through. Yep. What's the real lyrics?
Okay, I can tell you. Martin, do you want to know?
Well, yes, please.
Sure, the freckles on my arm spell out your name.
Oh, that's disappointing.
That never happened. It didn't happen. It's one of those songs where you're like, well, actually, that's ridiculous, I need to say. When would freckles ever be able to spell out anyone's name? I mean, it'd be a real weird coincidence, if so.
And it wouldn't matter where they are, really, would it? Show the freckles on my
arms, spell out your name. So definitely arm there, just to clear that up for you, Martin, all right?
OK, that's perfect. Thanks for that.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
BBC Radio 1, Scott Mills.
Right, so when I was doing the half marathon yesterday, so many people came up to me during the run talking about the show, and I... Thanks very much. Thank you. And the one thing that people are saying about the most is, where do you think they were? Our feature where you find out on air from one of your parents where and when you were conceived. And a lot of them said, oh, I wish it was my birthday, but it's not until next year. So we've decided to get real organised on this, right? And I need you. We're going to take applications for the future because we will make this like a regular thing on the show. So I want you to get in touch today. Do it now. So you don't forget, anyone that's got a birthday any time in the next month, get in touch now. Text 81199 or email me with your phone number saying that you want to be on board, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. All I need is you and one of your parents on the phone to be up for coming on the radio. But we can get you the greatest birthday shout-out of all time. You will not forget this birthday because, for instance, last week, our caller got a shout-out from her favourites, Maya Jama and Jason Derulo. Jason Derulo saying happy birthday
to you. Yeah, it's quality. We can get your favourite pop star on, maybe.
It'll be your best birthday ever.
Yeah.
All you've got to do is be up for a couple of minutes of uncomfortable conversation with your parents about when and where
it
happened.
Funny though, right?
It's all natural and it's where you're made. It is such a laugh. So if you've got cool parents who you think are up for this, then I need to speak to them as well. Text me, 81199.
Scott Mills.
And I think we have our first Teen Awards injury, not like Gemma Collins last year. Hi, Maisie.
Hi.
So you won tickets with Katie Thistleton on Radio 1 over the weekend, right?
Yes, I did.
And who are you looking forward to seeing at Teen Awards?
Well, Oh, 5 Seconds of Summer, they're my absolute favourite.
However, something quite drastic happened after you won the tickets, am I right?
Yeah, I went to go and hug my dad, ran up the stairs, and on the second step fell up the stairs, and I've now currently got a very swollen and bruised leg.
Excellent. No.
Falling up the stairs is quite the achievement.
Yeah, I know.
Like, falling down easy, falling up quite hard,
yeah,
actually.
Yeah, I've got very steep stairs, apparently.
Right, good for you. Hey, enjoy the Teen Awards, though, right?
Yeah, I will. Hopefully it'll go down by then.
It will.
This is
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Right, earlier, Chris, you were being weird about locking doors.
No, I was just saying I'm one of those people that needs to go back and check the door again and again and again.
Like at night, he will go to the front door and actually open it and then close it just to make sure it's closed. Georgia, you've got a solution to this, right?
I have, yeah. It's a little bit weird, but it definitely works.
Go.
Okay, so when you lock the door, do something that's a bit random, like click your fingers or stamp your feet or clap or jump up and down on the spot. And then when you think to yourself, oh my God, did I lock the door? You then remember, oh yeah, I did because I stamped my feet. It like, helps you remember that you've locked the door.
Oh.
It's so weird, but it really, really works.
Maybe I could just scream something every time I close the door.
I think that might frighten your neighbours. Might know where to go.
Call my name out.
Scott!
Yeah. So do you actually do this, Georgia, Windy Georgia?
I do it every single time I leave the house. Or even like on a night, I'll be the same, I'll check the door. But then I'll like, I don't know, like bang on the door. And then when I'm laid in bed and I'm like, oh, I've got to lock the door. I'm like, yeah, because I banged on it. I can remember it. But you have to change it. Because otherwise you'll be like, oh my God, did I lock the door?
Right, so what did you do last night?
So last night it was like a three tap on the door, so like tap, tap, tap.
Scott Mills.
Back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1.